Hey, what's going on, everybody? You are listening to Anime Junkies, Three Weaves in a Podcast, here to give you your weekly fix of all that is anime. Let's get to it.
Alright, go and make some paper, boy.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Three Weaves in a Podcast. I'm one of your host, Hood Hitsu.
It's your girl, Chibi Leo. What's up, guys?
And it's Kay Saki.
And we're back like we never left. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Another good old week.
Another good old podcast.
Another good old podcast. I don't know, man. I'm excited. We had a good week this week, so.
I think this was a great week. We saw the most amazing movie yesterday, guys. Yeah. It was so great.
And by yesterday, we mean like 3-4 days ago.
Well, when this airs, it'll be about 3-4 days ago.
But no, we'll talk about it a little bit later. But you know how we always do. How was you guys this week?
Yeah, let's go with Keisaki first. What's up?
Why am I always first? I don't like
you're
this.
Never first.
No.
You never go first, and then you always be like, make Hitsu go, and then he's forced to have to go when you were supposed to always go. So now this time you're gonna go first.
That sounds like accurate.
It is very accurate. We literally have the receipts. 80 episodes of foolproof receipts.
How was my week? Well, today I went on a goose chase to find something that I really, really wanted that I can't have right now. So I'm a little bit sad about that. But
is that why you was out all day?
Yes. You know where I drove so far to so many different places to be disappointed.
You know what she's talking about, right?
I traveled very far.
You know what she's talking about.
Three times.
The iPad mini.
I did.
And then she went on a wild goose hunt looking for an iPad mini.
I did. And I talked to like buyers and sellers and different things like that. So not only did I go to like 4 different Best Buy stores, but I also like went to people who were like selling it online too. It was a lot. Full of disappointment, but anyways, it's fine.
You didn't like find any online that were a good price, like eBay, something like that?
No, and on eBay you have to do bids for it, and so that takes a while. And then I went on Facebook Marketplace, and that's where my wild goose chase kind of happened, because I was talking to multiple people that were selling it, but then they'll be like, let's meet up here, and then they'll be like, psych.
Dang.
Yeah. So it was a little bit disappointing, but it's okay because I had a good weekend. It was St. Patty's weekend, so they had in D.C., I don't know if you guys know, I'm from the DMV area, so in D.C. they had a whole like event going on at the wharf, and so that was fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, Hissy, what about you?
It wasn't too bad. Week was pretty chill. Got to catch up on a lot of anime, but not gonna lie, this movie definitely takes the cake.
I'm stuck on it.
All right, so just to let y'all know, the movie is Dune 2. If you've seen Dune Part 1 and you haven't seen Dune Part 2, please, for the love of all anime,
very good.
Watch that movie.
like we're still talking about scenes and it was just a very well done movie. The actors did their thing. You know, I want to say something on here, but I'm not gonna say it.
Don't say it.
I won't.
Don't say it.
I won't.
I want to see it again.
I won't.
I actually want to watch it again.
You've been watching clips over and over all day today. You have basically seen it again.
I want to watch it in theaters again.
Hyperfixating. But I mean, it's worth it. Like, Timothy Chalamet, he did a great job. Of course, my girl Zendaya, she slayed her role. And then many, many other actors. Everyone did their part. Florence Pugh did her thing. Like, I was highly impressed by the movie. I liked it more than I thought I was going to like it. And I, even though the movie's like basically 3 hours, I'd watch it again.
No, someone told me, so I had a coworker that told me about it maybe almost two weeks ago. They told me about it, and I was like, all right, let me know how it was. And they said, that movie was so good, I'd watch the whole thing again. And I was like, for real?
Yeah,
like,
I'd watch all 3 hours of that movie
again. I couldn't believe when he said that. I was like, it's very rare someone says that they would go to the movies to watch the movie they just watched. But after watching it, I completely understand why he said that.
Well, honestly, I wouldn't even like, not say waste your money, but I wouldn't like spend your money just yet, because I've been noticing that a lot of movies in theaters will hit digital like weeks after. Like, it's like kind of immediate.
Yeah.
So it will be on digital very soon for people to watch it.
It's going
to
be streaming on something. But I'm telling y'all, it's really good. And the action is, I mean, the action is good, obviously, but the action for me wasn't even the best part. Mm-hmm. The best part, besides the score, is the presence this boy gives. What's his name again?
Timothy Chalamet.
This dude, Timothy, did his thing.
No, he really, like, this was a career-defining moment.
I'm so serious. Like, for me, I feel like this is when, well, even though he's older, I feel like this is when Harry Potter got to, like, the Azkaban part. When what's his name? Radcliffe. When Daniel Radcliffe got to the Azkaban part, I was like, oh, yeah.
Fun fact. Prisoner of Azkaban is, like, my least favorite one of the series.
What?
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm not. Well, no, wait. It's Order of the Phoenix. Order of the Phoenix is, like, the bottom one.
Yeah,
but then,
Order,
like,
of the Phoenix, the
after, the next one is Prisoner of Azkaban.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm so serious.
What about
serious.
The Half-Blood Prince?
I love the Half-Blood Prince.
Oh, God, no. No. Nah, it's the...
It's like, it's levels to it, but I'm saying, like, those are, like, definitely, like, in the bottom.
It's Order of the Phoenix, Half-Blood Prince, and then Prisoner of
but
Azkaban.
But I also, basically, because I read the book series. Like, I read the Harry Potter book series growing up. So, like, I did a lot of comparison between the books and the movies. And even the books, like, I they were still, like, my least favorites of the ones that I read. So,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. Prisoner of Azkaban, like, it was good. But it wasn't, like, the best. The Goblet of Fire.
What?
That's probably, like, one of the best ones.
One of the best?
The Goblet of Fire.
Harry Potter movies?
Yes. The Goblet of Fire?
That is not one of the best.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
Okay, we're going to have to do a poll.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
We're going to do a poll.
Because Chamber of Secrets was way better.
Chamber of Secrets was good. It was up. It's up there as one of the top movies.
Yeah.
But so is Goblet of Fire.
Oh, my. Yeah, it's like top three.
Like, it was great.
I'll say top five. Because definitely Hollows Part 2 and 1 are probably... Well,
Deathly Hollows Part 2 was way better than Part 1.
One is like 4. Goblet of Fire is like 3.
I wouldn't even say 1 is like 4.
What? I don't know. I don't know who this person is anymore.
Harry Potter... I love Harry Potter, but there were some better movies.
All right, well, I say all this to say this. Dune... This part one and part two is definitely giving the same type of feeling I had when I was watching the Harry Potter series.
Yeah, it's also like reminds me of Star Wars too, because it's like it has that lengthy storytelling, because we looked up the novels and the books and they run so deep.
Oh yeah, please.
There are so many books.
When I tell you Dune has so many books that I just found this out. If they really plan on making this thing as long as the novels, I'm gonna be like 50 when this thing's over.
Well, it's like the Star Wars. Like Star Wars is a very long. It expanded like many decades.
It did, and it's only 6 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 6 that go with the storyline. Then you have the other ones.
But Dune is like there's a lot of content
yeah.
that can come from if. A Dune franchise, and clearly it's doing wonder. Like people are loving it.
Yeah,
I loved the second one. So Zendaya has a job for life.
If that's the case, she always did.
Zendaya has a job for life. That's why it's taking so long for Euphoria.
Oh my goodness. All right, well, yeah, I'm not going to keep talking about it, but that definitely was like the highlight of my week. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it on. Go ahead, Chibi.
All right. Well, outside of seeing the movie, I really haven't been watching a lot of anime like I should be. And then on top of that, like, I don't know if anybody knows this, but my film aired at its film festival. I think the last episode I was telling you guys we were leading up to the festival, but it actually happened. I showed it to a room full of people. It did pretty well, and I'm excited, and it won an award. So I can now say that I am a first-time film award-winning filmmaker. Even though it's like small potatoes kind of award, it's still an award. So it's exciting. I've been watching Shogun. I feel like I explained what Shogun is last podcast episode, so get on that. I've been re-watching Avatar The Last Airbender, the animated version, because it's just so good. And I kind of had to cleanse my palate from the live action. Not to say like it's a bad live action, but it just wasn't my standard of good. And that's fine. It's a personal opinion.
Yeah, personal.
It's a personal opinion.
But we can honestly say that The Last Airbender animated version is definitely a timeless piece.
Yeah, I will never honestly get tired of rewatching it. Like, I will always revisit to do a nice little rewatch
right
every now and again, because it's just that good.
And we're talking episode for episode.
Yeah, it's that enjoyable. Like binging. Like, I could go on for hours just binging Avatar last year.
Right. All right, that's it for you?
That I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of it.
All right. Well, that's all of our weeks. Mm-hmm. A little bit of excitement.
I think so.
A little bit of fun.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, after much deliberation, we have decided to tell you guys. So Hitsu and I are going to be taking a little vacation starting, I believe, the 29th, right? The 29th up until the 7th. So if we are unable to have access to Wi-Fi on the boat, then you will expect a slight hiatus in the delay of an episode. So it'll come out on the 11th. But if we are able to have access to Wi-Fi on the boat, then there will be no hiatus and you guys will receive an episode on April 4th. So just keep that in mind.
Right. So either the 4th
or the 11th.
Or the 11th. Just to put that out
there. Just to put that out there.
We don't want you guys being like, well, what happened?
We're telling you what happened. We're on a boat in the middle of the ocean, and we ain't got no.
So if you haven't gotten the hint, we're going on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much deserved vacation.
Mm-hmm. So, just a little food for thought. Don't fuss us out in the comments. Tell us on where's the episode. We know we're on vacation.
All right. Well, now that that's been disclosed. What's going on with that anime news?
Mm-hmm. Keisaki.
Good old news.
The floor is yours.
Starting off, we have The Boy and the Heron, which won an Oscar for the best animated feature. And this is Miyazaki's second Oscar since Spirited Away in 2001. Can you believe it? It's only his second. I feel like he deserved more. Fairy Tale, 100 Years Quest, is premiering this summer, July 2024. I'm so excited for all you Fairy Tale fiends out there who missed the show. Yes, the gang is back, and they are going to run this summer anime. Anyways, and last but not least, some of the saddest news yet. Dragon Ball manga creator Akira Toriyama has passed away at the age of 68, as well as Taruko Isono, infamously known for playing Killala in Inuyasha, the voice actor. We're gonna take this time to have a moment of silence in order to honor their passings. In light of Toriyama's death, it was recently announced a new Dragon Ball series titled Dragon Ball Daima, which is scheduled for fall 2024 on Fuji TV. So be on the lookout for that. What are your guys' thoughts about this week's anime news?
Well, for one, we lost the GOAT. I think that Dragon Ball is something so special to so many people. It was a huge core memory in a lot of our childhoods. We grew up with it. And, you know, it was a lot of people's first introduction into anime, even before even knowing what it meant. It holds a special place in our heart.
Yeah, no, most definitely. I mean, let's be honest. This man not only created one of the greatest animated series that has been in ever, like anywhere,
expanded four decades.
To have so much influence on so many different cultures and so many different aspects of life. Not just hip hop, movies, any type of cartoons, even movie references. Like, it's everywhere. But that he also was the inspiration to so many amazing manga and animes that we now
Naruto,
call our favorites.
One Piece. They all have acknowledged him as their senseis.
Bleach.
Which is saying a lot.
Bleach is we wouldn't have Bleach, we wouldn't have Naruto, we wouldn't have One Piece, and so much more. Like, they not only saw him as a great creator, but they saw him as a person with a great imagination. Like, he just could bring so much to life that no one else could see.
And I'm not saying that he's the only creator to do this, but he was one of the first creators to actually, like, broaden anime to the Western side of things. Dragon Ball became a global phenomenon.
A global phenomenon.
Yeah, it was an OG.
Yeah.
So yeah, well, he will definitely be missed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And 68 is so young.
Yeah, 68 is pretty young.
Yeah.
Like, it's too young to pass away so suddenly. Like, I know we, you know, experience a lot of youngish deaths. Or young deaths with a lot of, like, mangaka creators. And that's because they really, like, abandon their health a lot when it comes to creating these mangas and pushing out these chapters and these content just to bring people all over the world so much joy. And some of them work themselves to death so hard they're never even able to finish what they love and created so much because their health is, like, deteriorating. So we mangaka creators work so hard to make us happy, make us smile, make us laugh. And so there's just a different level of respect that we have for them.
I need them to prioritize themselves.
They never do.
They really need to.
They never do. That's why, like, every time I hear about a really infamous mangaka creator getting sick, I'm just like, please prioritize yourself, because I know you care about your fans. I know you do, but, like.
But also, I think it has something to say more about, like, the work culture too, right? Like,
yeah, of course, definitely.
That is, and I would say for all of the entire country, the work culture is just really intense. And, like, the hours of work is different. Like, we complain about having to work 5 days a week, but like, I can't imagine how, like, many hours they work per week.
Well exceeding 5 days.
Well exceeding 40 hours. You know, and not enough pay, and it's just a lot of stress, and a lot of people.
And nonetheless, they still do it.
Yeah. So, anyways, yes, prioritize your health. But also, it goes to show kind of like the work culture and how maybe that needs to change more globally. Just like, not even just them, but like us too. So, yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. Now, or do we have anything else to say regarding the passing of either Toriyama or Isono? Isono, like, I'm actually glad that I saw the news of her passing, because I feel like a lot of voice actors like that are not infamously known go under the radar a lot. And Inuyasha was one of my favorite animes growing up. Like, oh, I loved me some Inuyasha. Like, I would watch every movie. I collected the mangas. I would draw pictures all the time. Like, I was super obsessed with it. So it's also really sad, because it's also a big part of my childhood. Like, I love Killala. She was so cute, but also so fierce.
You know, and Inuyasha did have a big influence on, you know, anime in general.
Because
I remember when I was a kid, I used to go to, like, I think it was Adult Swim, like, .com, and play the games. And Inuyasha had a game.
Yeah, the Wind Scar. Wind Scar!
Yeah.
I played that game all the time.
That was fun.
I played that game all the time.
He had an online game. It was on Disney's channel. It, surprising enough, it was on Disney Channel's website. It was either Disney Channel. No, it was Adult Swim. It was on Adult Swim's website.
Definitely Adult Swim.
I miss the days of when you would go on websites and be on it for hours just playing games. The Inn had one, and I really enjoyed that one, because it was like a Degrassi-style high school type situation. And I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. It's kind of cool. DisneyChannel.com also had a lot of really, really fun games.
They had the Kim Possible game.
One of my favorite ones. The Kim Possible, one of my favorite ones was Lilo and Stitch, the sandwich doctor thing.
Yes.
That was freaking
that
fun.
That was fun.
I would love to just make the tallest sandwich I possibly could.
Yes.
Man, but like, those were cool, but I was like a really big fan of the fighting games. Like,
not surprising.
The Kids Next Door game on Cartoon Network, you telling me that wasn't like, because you had to collect the right materials to make a weapon, and then you had to use it to fight. That was fun.
Listen, man, I was a girly girl. I like simplistic things. Yeah. I like the little Kim makeup Possible ones and the nail Kim ones. And the Kim Possible was hard.
Kim Possible one. So the Kim Possible game that they had was the one based off the movie where she like got younger, or yeah, like she went back in time. But anyways, that game was an action game. So, I like that game.
We're hearing nothing you said because you froze.
Sad. So, can you hear me? Can you see me?
Now we can.
Okay.
Now we can see you.
All right. The Kim Possible game was an action game. It was based off of when she had, it was based off the movie when she went back in time and got younger. Yeah. But anyways. Mm-hmm. That was good. That was a good game.
It was a little hard in the beginning, though. I was like, dang. Yeah. Especially when you had to play her as a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dang, that, she weak.
That one was hard.
And little.
You have to
she's
get,
weak
you
and
have
little.
To escape the daycare that she was in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were the days. Oh, man, we got in a time machine just now and went all the way back.
Yeah, I wouldn't know about that game.
Oh, sorry. Wish you had to be there.
That was good.
Oh, well, that's you. I mean, I feel like girls, we played a lot of things, whether it was fight games, girly games. Like, our range was insane.
We did.
What about the Teen Titans game?
I did play the Teen Titans game. I did like the Teen Titans game. That one was actually.
That was fun.
That one was hard.
You didn't play it?
No, I think I played that one.
Okay.
Yeah. But all right, guys, how do we feel about The Boy and the Heron winning an Oscar?
I don't know, man. I feel like Spider-Man should have won. Now, no disrespect to the, you know, Boy and the Heron. It was definitely what did it win?
It did.
No, what did it win?
Best animated film.
Best animated Oscars. Film. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it was a good animated film. Mm-hmm. I will say that. But compared to the Miles Morales...
Yeah.
I mean, I have thoughts on that. So yeah. One of my thoughts is that granted Spider-Man was a great movie, but I don't think it would have ever won against The Boy and the Heron. A, because it's not complete. It's an incomplete film. Like, it ended off.
It was the second film, right?
On a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
It was the first one, right?
Right, it's the second one, and it wasn't over, which is why they're doing another one. So that's part of the biggest reason why I feel like it didn't win, because it was unfinished. Oh. And then two, if you paid very close attention to like the nominees and the films that won, a lot of them follow the same pattern of storytelling, where they were more of an emotional story than like an action-y, entertaining, like flashy and entertaining. Like Barbie, Barbie was nominated. Hmm? I mean, it was emotional, but not in, but not in the way that The Boy and the Heron was. The Boy and the Heron had some like really deep underlying themes that was told in a more artistic method of visual storytelling than Spider-Man was. But I don't know. I feel like that's just my take on it. Like even Barbie, who was nominated for many Oscars, didn't win an Oscar for anything. And even the director of Barbie wasn't even nominated in the director category at all.
Which is crazy.
Because that's not what they were looking for. Just because something's a great movie, every year, the Academy or whatever award show, they're looking for specific types of films that follow a specific type of pattern and what they want to see and what they want to win. So just because a movie doesn't win anything, it doesn't mean that it's not good enough to win. It just means that's not what they were looking for to be the winner.
I don't know if it's necessarily like they're looking for specific
No, they're not looking for patterns. I'm saying like that's just not what the Academy was looking for in their winners. Like every single year. Like my friend told me like it's like the same thing when you submit your film to an award show. Because that's all it is. All people did was submit whatever film or movie they made into these categories. And every single year there's a committee of judges that sit down and they talk about what they're looking for and what they want to win. And if a film matches those, matches what they want to win, then that's the movie they go with. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with public opinion. It has nothing to do with box office numbers. It's literally just the opinions of a couple of people in a room.
Well, I'll say this. I'm not saying that Boy and the Heron wasn't worthy of winning. But I will say
they were all worthy of winning, or else they wouldn't have been nominated.
Yeah, but I will say that for me personally, I feel like Spider-Man should have got it.
I was rooting for Spider-Man to win. If I had to pick from that lineup, I would have expected Spider-Man to win because of the impact that it had on the people compared to The Boy and the Heron.
Right.
But The Boy and the Heron was still a very well done movie.
Right.
Like I said, it's just what they were looking for. They preferred it. The Academy preferred it.
Right. Sounds like the Electoral College.
I feel like that's legit what it is. I mean, it's the same thing with my film, right?
That's what it sounds like. My film. It sounds like the Electoral College.
Fun fact, guys. When I went to the film festival, I wasn't nominated. My film wasn't nominated to win anything. And that's because the judges had already decided what films they thought were worthy enough to be nominated for specific categories, even though the audience may have enjoyed my films more than the ones that were nominated.
Which is why you got the audience
Which
choice.
Which is why I got the audience choice, because people were coming to me and saying, oh, are you ready to win Best in Show? And I'm like, well, I wasn't even nominated. And they were like, well, your film was great. It was enjoyable. You got the best reaction. I'm like, but that's just not what the judges were looking for.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it didn't matter.
And also, like, not saying that they probably do this, but I also think of like connections that people have within it that I don't think that's true because I just don't trust.
I mean, I feel like the Oscars have always snubbed Black like anything, but like they've been doing better in recent years. We've been seeing more people of color get their shines in Oscars. We have but yeah, I don't know.
I think sales kind of speak the most. Like, even if something doesn't win an Oscar, I do think that, like, at the end of the day, if you make your money and your sales were, like, the top selling, whatever. Like, Barbie was a global movie. It did well everywhere. So, at the end
of
the
day. And it won no Oscars.
Yep, and it won no Oscars. But at the end of the day, just because you didn't win an Oscar doesn't mean it's not a great movie, and it doesn't mean that you
absolutely
didn't do well. And so I think that they should still be proud.
I mean, the movie was great enough to be nominated for an Oscar.
I mean, yeah.
Not many movies get nominations for Oscars. That in itself is the accomplishment.
Yeah, but even if you didn't get nominated, like, I just feel like, let yourself speak for itself. And then you, like, at the end of the day, just be like, you did a great job, you know?
All right. Well, that's all we got for the news?
That's all I got. Oh.
Oh?
No.
Guys, they released a Dan to Dan trailer, a Dan to Dan key visual, and a new key visual for Tower of God Season 2. We're in for a great summer.
What was the first movie?
Dan to Dan.
We got an owl over here. Who?
I'm like, a what? Who? Like,
Dan to Dan. The anime Dan to Dan.
Oh, I don't know what that is. What is that?
You gonna take your sip and then explain? I ain't explaining.
I'm not explaining.
What is it? Is it bad?
It's an anime.
Why are you?
No, I love it. I love the manga.
It's an anime.
But it don't have. That's not obvious.
That is obvious.
How is it obvious?
I literally said key visual trailer. What is this podcast about?
Right.
That don't mean it's gotta be about it.
Okay.
We talk about all kinds of stuff.
Okay. That's why I'm just saying, okay, sure.
All right, well, if you don't want to explain it, then we're talking about it.
I see. I looked it up since nobody wants to talk about it. Dan and Dan is a anime. It's action, comedy, drama, romance, sci-fi, supernatural.
All of it.
It's about high schoolers and their spirits and aliens and
it sure is. It's got everything. It's got all the things, guys.
Viz Media. So yes. Okay. Great. You guys are so weird. Why did nobody want to talk about it?
I don't know shit about it.
Well, he doesn't know about it. But I have explained on this podcast
No, you have not.
I feel like she has.
No, you haven't. I feel like you've mentioned it. I don't think you
I did. I feel like when I first ever actually read the first couple like volumes of it, I came on here and told you guys the craziness of the first couple chapters of it.
I'm sorry. Are you expecting me to remember what you said?
Then that sounds 5 listen, months listen, ago. Listen, I don't five care.
Are you expecting
about,
listen, the
listen,
listeners to
listen.
Remember what you
oh,
said?
Oh no, the listeners remember. Ago? The listeners remember. All right. It's you. All right. It's you that don't remember.
Listeners,
it's you that don't remember.
Comment on this episode.
There's no order in the court because I literally am the social media person. So anytime that people come in the DMs, they literally remind me things I probably forgot that I even said. They remind us things that you said that I don't say. They always remind us of what we say. And I can 100,000% explain what Dan to Dan was. Now, right. If you don't remember what listeners, I explained, that is a personal thing. That is a you problem. Not a me problem.
Listeners, comment down below.
Below?
Comment below in our Instagram. On our
below
Instagram.
What?
On the podcast. Whatever. On this episode. Comment wherever you listen to this episode on whether or not you remember what Dan to Dan is.
Honestly, if Hitsu can remember me talking about Dan to Dan,
Hitsu couldn't even explain
you don't,
it.
That means that you're better than her.
He didn't know what it was.
I don't really know how to explain what it's about. I know it's got aliens and ghosts in it, but I know she's talked about it on multiple occasions.
Okay, but you couldn't remember what it was about?
Yeah, no. I just know it's got aliens and ghosts in it.
Okay, but you couldn't have even said that before I gave the instructions? No, you're invalid.
Before you gave instructions?
I am over here laughing.
Instructions?
I'm laughing my ass off at this.
Goodbye.
Synopsis?
She said instructions.
I said description before I read the description.
I heard nothing. I was laughing.
I heard instructions.
I said description. Laughing.
I want to go back and listen to it now. Go. But go ahead.
Moving on.
If we don't order in the court,
Is she not even saying it right? She's not even saying it right.
What about the da-da-da-da?
That sound like the shit. That sound like the shit you hear when the shark comes. A very special individual.
Hey, it's Dan Da-Dan.
Da-Dan-Da-Dan. Let's go.
It's not even, it's literally spelled D-A-N-D-A-D-A-N, Dan-Da-Dan. Not even Da-Dan-Da-Dan. It's not even spelled Da-Dan-Da-Dan.
That shit's spelled in English.
Bro.
Moving on.
We gonna have to.
All right, y'all. Well, this week we got a lot for you on this main topic. What are we talking about? We're talking about this spring lineup coming up. We are so ready for spring. I mean, winter is definitely doing its thing, but spring is about to be doing better.
I'm gonna have to just
sit back and enjoy. I'm telling you, so much
same,
coming out.
Same.
Yeah,
there is so much coming
we
out.
We actually did some extensive research on the animes that will be airing this spring, and there will be over 30
new
anime releasing.
I'm so excited.
This spring.
So excited.
And a lot of them are originals, like first never before seen, not even sequels or anything, just brand spanking new original animes that we've never seen before. And anytime we get some new original anime, it's always a good day. It's always a good day.
Because that means we could possibly find something new to love.
Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, we also have some fan favorites returning.
Oh, of course.
Yep.
Can we mention Remember okay. Nation?
Absolutely. Before we can jump into like the new ones, we should definitely discuss our
highlight
most
the
anticipated ones.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah, because like there's gonna be so many new ones that is on my list, Keisaki's list, Hitsu's list, but there's definitely some mutual ones in there that all of us are gonna be watching because we've been waiting for these to return and come back, and they're coming back with full force. Okay. And what are those anime, guys?
Slime
season three,
baby.
It's the season of isekais, honey. It's a season of isekais. We got some isekais coming back to show us a thing or two about y'all talking shit about this genre.
Y'all?
Who's y'all?
You or y'all?
Oh, I know me.
Well, it ain't no me.
I actually appreciate some isekais, but some are stupid.
Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna be the first to say that there are a good chunk of isekais that are like, why did you even make this? But then I will always still root for them because there are some really good isekais out there.
Oh, okay.
There are.
Okay.
There are.
All right, well, then I'll redirect my hatred and comment towards Keisaki.
Thank you.
Shut up. I acknowledge that I love one.
One?
Mm-hmm.
You've acknowledged two.
Who?
Do we not remember the vending machine?
Oh, yeah. The vending machine. You're right. I acknowledge two.
Oh, but before we get into it, Keisaki has something she would like to share with the podcast and the class and Hitsu. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
What am I sharing?
About Freeland.
Oh my gosh, you guys. So I love Freeland. And it is a fantasy. And it is one of the fantasies that I do enjoy. Good job.
Oh! There it goes. There it goes, guys.
Is that a confession?
It is a confession that Keisaki has liked a fantasy anime.
This is her confession.
Mm-hmm. And she had to make sure she said it out loud and with her chest.
No.
What's that, like five down?
I was forced to make
this statement. That's like five, right?
This is a statement that needed to be made because for the longest time, you were talking and trash talking the hell out of fantasy
not
anime.
Even just trash talking.
Like,
she clearly said out loud. There it is.
I don't like
she
fantasy.
Clearly said out loud she doesn't like fantasy.
I don't like fantasy.
Even though she likes
Made
in Abyss.
Is that a fantasy?
What? It's a fantasy, babes.
Look it up. Look it up.
Are you really? No, let's be serious. Listen, are you really trying to sit here and tell me you don't consider Made in Abyss to be a fantasy? Are you dead ass saying that right now?
I'm not saying that it's not a fantasy. I just never thought of it as a fantasy.
What part? Hold on.
Okay, I'm not saying that it doesn't have fantasy in it. What I'm just saying is what I really love is the horror aspect. Like, I love horror anime. I also like really sad animes, and sometimes genres blend. So, yes. Yes, Made in Abyss is a fantasy. It's also an adventure. It's also a drama. It's also a horror. It's also a sci-fi. It's also a mystery.
It's actually not even categorized as a horror.
I'm just saying the genre literally says adventure, drama, fantasy, or mystery, sci-fi. So, I'm just saying.
I know, but
it's all of the blend. It's fantasy. I understand that.
I feel like there's a lot of shows that cross that have multiple genres. Like,
I didn't see horror.
I didn't see horror either.
Oh yeah, my list says horror, but I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the biggest part that I liked about it was more of like the mystery horror sci-fi ish type of action. And same goes for Frieden. Yes, it's a fantasy, but there's also components of it that I like. Like, it's really, really sad, and I like sad.
But Jobless is also an adventure, drama, fantasy.
I love Jobless, and Jobless is an isekai, and I will acknowledge.
But I feel like there's.
Oh, that's three!
I feel like no fantasy.
Jobless is two for isekai.
I feel like the fantasy genre as a whole, it can't just be fantasy. There has to be something else. Other than fantasy, because only thing fantasy is the magic in the world.
Yeah, yeah. No,
that's what makes it a fantasy.
Of course, it's
but
fantasy.
But what drives the plot? The plot is not driven by fantasy. The setting is driven by fantasy. The characters are driven by fantasy, but the plot has to be driven by something else.
Right. Yeah.
So every single that's what I'm saying. Like, you say you don't like fantasies, but it's not just because it's a fantasy.
Yeah, you're right. And maybe that's my mistake. I just don't like fantasy shows that are heavily based on the fantasy aspect of the show. Like, that's what I don't like.
Jobless is literally...
No. I like Jobless.
Wait.
I don't get it.
Like, I was... Like...
I don't get it.
I don't understand.
Like, I don't...
I want you to explain. No, I want you to explain your point.
I don't know how to explain. I just don't like...
Because it's no point to explain.
I just don't like...
There's no point to explain.
No. I don't like the fact... If if the main aspect of the show is fantasy, right? Like, there are shows that are fantasy... That has fantasy in it, but the main plot of the genre isn't about fantasy, is about something else, you know what I mean? So if it's a show and it's just like heavily based off of fantasy and nothing else, like most isekais, I'm not a big fan of it.
I really feel like Made in Abyss is heavily driven off of the fantasy aspect.
So is Jobless.
I don't think so.
Everything about it is fantasy.
Like, Made in Abyss is literally an adventure based
show is based
that is heavily based on the fantasy world that they live in.
It has components of fantasy in it, but it's not based off the fantasy. It's based off the mystical adventure part of the show. That is what drives the plot. It's not the fantasy.
Okay, so when you say heavily based around fantasy, can you give an example?
I was trying to think of an example. I can't think of an example.
Oh, you can't.
Oh, let's do this.
For example, what is this show? This show, God's blessing on this wonderful world. That show.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched that show?
No.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Konosuba.
Oh, Konosuba is funny.
I feel
like it's the its main appeal to people. Is it's actually funny.
Yeah, it's comedy, fantasy. Like,
But the thing is, it's not heavily driven by its fantasy plot. It's driven by its comedy. I just don't agree with what you're saying. I just can't agree with it. I'm gonna have to agree to disagree.
But everybody has their preferences of shows that they like and shows that they don't like. So that is one of the shows that I just don't like. It doesn't appeal to me. Like, you can't force me to watch.
Right. Oh no, no one's forcing you. Right. We've never forced you. Trust me. What I'm saying is, I wanted you to explain your reasoning behind the things that you are saying. That's all. I just wanted you to explain.
I'm not saying like all an anime. I don't think I've ever said that all fantasies were bad. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying most shows that are heavily fantasy based, I just don't care towards. It doesn't mean I don't like some shows that have fantasy in it. I'm just saying, but most shows that are heavily fantasy based, I just don't gear towards.
Yeah, that's fair. I do know that a lot of these spring animes are very fantasy based. Like, they're like fantasy anime. I think that's like when fantasy anime thrive in the springtime.
That's true. No, they definitely thrive. They thrive in the springtime. And I feel like it's because it gives a spring feeling.
It's like a new world, like a blossoming new perspective.
That's what spring is about. Spring is about a new beginning. And what better time to have isekais than in spring?
Absolutely. So we already mentioned that we have... what are we talking about?
Reincarnated slime.
We already said we have reincarnated slime coming back. We briefly talked about it on a couple of podcast episodes, but also we have Jobless Season 2 Part 2 coming, and it's not going to be as slow paced as the first part is. We're going to get a little bit, you know, back into the drama and the action of things, especially how the first part kind of ended off and kind of like segued into that. Super, super excited. What's another fantasy? Oh, yeah. What's that
Apparently,
show that we watched?
Demon Slayer.
Yep, Demon Slayer, which is I don't think that's fantasy, guys.
Demons.
I mean, I get that, but it's the least fantasy.
So like the
fantasy anime.
So this is where we kind of go back to that conversation, because it's like there is a show that has a little bit of fantasy on it, but it's not 1000% fantasy.
I just don't consider it fantasy. I don't know why.
I never viewed Demon Slayer
as a fantasy anime.
It's not really that much of a fantasy, because the only thing that is fantasy is the demons.
You know what? This just sparked a new podcast topic episode. Fantasy anime. What makes, like, let's get into it.
What is the definition of fantasy?
Because, like, I don't know.
Well, according to Crunchyroll,
Demon Slayer just doesn't... It's not giving fantasy to me.
According to Crunchyroll, it is the top fantasy.
That's it.
And the demon art.
But the demons were human.
And the fact that they have their made-up worlds and their powers and stuff is
We could definitely make this... We could definitely make this an episode. But let's finish with this.
I get that part. But I'm just saying, like, we're in the season of fantasies. We're going to be naming a lot of them that are on our watch list. Of course, we're going to be watching all of these anime. What about The Misfit of Demon King Academy?
Isn't that a
Season 2, Part 2? I didn't even know they were still going with that anime.
No, that's an isekai, right? I didn't know it was another one.
Yeah, it's isekai.
Technically, yeah, because it's the same world.
That's
it's just
the one where
time.
He's reborn, right? Into a demon.
Right. Yeah. No. He was the Demon King.
Right, and then he got
in order to give peace, in order to give his people peace, he killed himself. Just so that there could be peace. Mm-hmm. But then he basically brought himself back. But now he's back in a different time frame. He's the same person. He's not in a different body. He has the exact same body. He has the exact same face. It's actually kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He came out the womb talking.
Yep. And then he grew up really fast.
Yeah. He grew up in like
now,
a month.
Now, the first season, I really enjoyed this, the first season. And I was hoping that the second season would kind of give me that same feeling, but it didn't. It was kind of boring. And then I just dropped it. And then I was like, oh, there's a part two? Interesting. They're still going with this.
Yeah. So that means we might have to go back.
Maybe not.
All right. Well, let's talk about the next. Well, I think. Is going to be the widely second most anticipated from everyone.
Who's that?
My Hero.
Yes.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about
fantasies.
That is a fantasy.
It is?
Nope. Oh, so okay.
No
we're,
way.
Pause.
Why,
we're gonna
no
have
way.
We're gonna
my hair
no,
is.
Listen,
oh wow.
Listen. Let's table the fantasy talk because that's gonna be a topic. All right.
It's
let's,
gonna have to be. It's gonna
let's
have
table
to be.
It. Let's just talk about all the shows that are reoccurring that are airing now. And my guy, Deku is back.
I mean, I feel like My Hero Academia, it's like, it's so mainstream, you just can't help but love it. But also, it's like a good mainstream,
but it's so
you
good.
Have to give it its respect.
Hold on.
You have
I'm
to give it its respect.
Yes, it is so good. Like, listen.
I still haven't read the manga.
It's so good.
Good, good, good.
It's almost
I mean,
done.
I read...
It's almost
I
done.
Read... I know. I read a good chunk of the manga, but I didn't finish it because I like to, like, read enough that it's just slightly ahead of the season. And I'm like that with Demon Slayer, too. I won't get too far ahead and finish Demon Slayer, but I'll leave just a little bit of wiggle room where
finish.
I know half of into the new season, but I'll leave the ending a mystery.
You'll leave the ending a mystery?
Oh, yeah, I'll leave it a mystery.
I can't do that. I finished the whole thing. Demon Slayer... Bakano is almost done. I'm so excited.
All right. Well, I mean, I feel like, you know, My Hero is quote unquote mainstream.
My Hero reminds me like Demon Slayer.
Really?
I feel like the two are similar. They're so mainstream, but yet so good. You gotta give it its respect.
Yeah. But I feel like it became mainstream. At one point, it was not mainstream.
Yeah,
I think it was always mainstream though.
I think My Hero became mainstream maybe season 3 because I feel like no one was really talking about it when it first came out.
Like season 1 kind of solidified
one.
Mainstream status.
When did you watch season 1?
Season 1.
Season 3 came out, right?
No,
season 3 had just came out.
Yeah.
I caught up.
You caught up.
It was only season 1 and season 2, and I finished it right before season 3.
I feel like season 3 is when it really hit mainstream.
Okay.
Yeah. I stopped watching anime in college, and it came out in college, so it was already 2 seasons by the time that I actually, like realize what it was. And I will always love My Hero because My Hero is what reintroduced me back into anime. Like,
right.
I saw watching anime and then I saw Hitsu watching My Hero and I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is this?
What is this?
I'm like, I love this.
Not to even like hold it, but it's crazy how you caught up to season 3 in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, because I had a 14-day Crunchyroll free pass and I had 14 days to binge 2 seasons and I did that.
Crazy.
That's wild. It aired in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Yeah.
Where was I? Oh, it was my junior year.
Yeah, we were in college.
So, like I said, I feel like when season 3 came out, that's when everybody was like, okay, we got to check this out. Because season 1 was kind of cool. It was a little slow paced. It started picking up a little bit. Then it died down. Mm-hmm. Season 2 picked back up again. But then everyone knew season 3 was about to go crazy.
And it did.
And it did.
Season 3 went crazy. I was like, oh no, this is a banger. We have a winner.
We have a winner. But no, yeah, it definitely has now reached its mainstream status.
Oh yeah.
So.
Rightfully so. Rightfully so.
But one thing I will say is kind of confusing to me is this date Alive 5.
It's on 5. I noticed that too. I said, ain't no way. I was looking at the list. I said, ain't no way Date Alive is dropping a new season and it's number 5.
It is.
Ain't no way, boy.
Did you even look at like the did you look at the promo?
No.
I watched it.
Honestly, Date Alive was wild. Like, yeah. Season 1 was wild. I'm like, what am I watching?
Like, I thought it was gonna be a serious action-packed show. I mean, it did have some action in it, but the premise, no. You know what it reminded me of? Mm-hmm. It reminded me of that show where that dude, like, gets powers from kissing that girl. Remember that? I don't remember what it was called, but it was...
It's like also Chain Soldier, how like...
Oh no, not like Chain Soldier.
Kisses her, like her feet and shit.
No. He actually had to kiss her in the mouth. And he gained powers. I forgot what that show was called.
Murder Farce. That one.
Are you sure?
You talking about that one?
Yeah, she's talking about the head.
He kissed her. He kissed her.
You talking about the girl with the head?
He was half ghoul. He had powers by himself.
He wasn't half ghoul. He was half Oni.
Oni, right.
But for whatever reason, he had to kiss her on the first episode. And he gained something. Yes. I don't remember that.
Murder Farce was interesting. All right, what else is coming out?
All right.
What else is coming out?
We have Kaiju number 8.
Wait.
Oh, Keisaki, you was going to say something. Oh, go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
All right. Say what you were going to say.
Girl, if you don't go ahead and say, we got quiet for you. No. Go ahead and say what you can say.
Okay. Well, something that's a little bit not action-y is Spice and Wolf is coming out. Also, Bocchi and the Rock and Laid Back Camp Season 3.
Okay, Bocchi and the Rock, it's the movie, right?
Yep.
Okay, I don't want a movie.
I don't want a movie.
What? You don't want a movie?
I don't want a movie.
Oh. She want.
I want a season, bitch. I want a motherfucking season. Stop with these goddamn movies. Don't give me a fire season 1 and then leave me drowning and give me a fucking movie. I'm so sick of that.
Given did that.
Given did the same thing. We have yet to get a season 2. I know the manga has content. You cannot fool me. So why do you keep giving me these movies?
Lord,
I don't want no damn movie.
She crying, y'all.
I am upset. Give me a goddamn season. Give me a season.
Oh my god.
She is crying, y'all.
Give me a season. Hey, this is so trash.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's rewind real quick though. Black Butler
is coming back.
Is coming back?
Yeah, yes. Public School Arc.
Yes.
And the animation looks so sexy.
I haven't seen Black Butler in so long. This is gonna be a nostalgic feeling.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
We're living. I don't know. Spring is giving everything it needs to give and more.
All right, so what's the new stuff that's coming
out? Oh my gosh, I have such a great list.
We forgot to talk about Blue Lock.
Oh, it's a movie, girl.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not for the movie movement.
I didn't know it was a movie.
Here's the thing. I'm only for the movie movement when it's part of the plot.
It might be part
when
of the
it's
plot.
Actually in the manga. No.
You don't know.
No.
You don't know. Code Geass is coming back too. That's not a movie.
Is it a movie?
No.
Are you sure?
It's 4 episodes. No.
That's an OVA.
It might as well be a movie. It's the length of one. I'm tired of this shit, Grandpa.
You stupid. All right, so look, we got a lot of new anime coming out.
Oh man,
can we talk about the new anime?
Okay.
I think the most anticipated one of the new bunch that people have already are well acquainted with because of the manga is of course Kaiju number 8.
Yes.
Everyone is super excited to see Kaiju number 8. I feel like we've talked about it so much. We don't need to talk about it again. Another really big one. I just so happened to see the trailer for this. And I was like, oh, this shit looks really great. It's called Mission Yuzakura Family. So it's kind of like Spy Family, but a little bit different. So I think like it follows our main character, who's a boy, who loses his family in a car crash. And he ends up... getting engaged to his childhood friend.
Oh.
They take him into the family, and we come to find out that her family is actually a family of ninjas.
Ninjas?
And they killed
ninjas.
Their mom.
Killed a mom? What are you talking about?
Sorry.
Are they ninjas? either ninjas or spies. Either way, she comes from a family of like ninja spies and they're super powerful. And I guess like he ends up like being taken into the family and now has to become trained like a spy and assassin. Oh, and it looks okay. really fun and interesting.
Nice.
I feel like some of that's right from, but
I feel like some of that's right too, and some of it's not right. But like,
I know there's
I got spies. The gist.
I know they're spies, but I don't think he like ran into the family because of them. I think he did that to like get her out of it.
No, she asked.
Oh, she asked.
She asked him to join the family.
Oh, okay.
Because he lost his parents.
Gotcha.
In a car crash, and you know he was an orphan.
Gotcha.
And they were close family friends, and she was like, you know. Come join my family.
Yeah, I didn't read too much into it, so I'm not 100%. If that's what you're saying, it is. That's what it is.
I want to watch.
I have to go back and look.
Have you guys heard of Windbreaker?
Tayo becomes Matsumi's husband. In order to protect her, he must become a spy himself.
I told you. He did it to protect her.
He did it to protect her.
Yeah, it wasn't her.
Okay, clarify for us, Hitsu.
I'm from like I said, I didn't read too much into it, but I remember when I looked at the mini trailer
mm-hmm.
that he basically was in school. He noticed her having a hard time and he wanted to get her out of it.
Mm.
So in order to protect her from the family, he forced himself into it by being engaged to her and claiming that he's going to take her out of it. So, but in order to do that, he has to fight them.
Maybe I gotta watch the trailer.
You gotta watch the trailer again.
Either way, I looked at it and was like,
"We gotta do better."
It kind of looked interesting. We failed you.
Yeah, we gotta do
better. Sorry.
We're gonna go back. We're gonna reiterate this mm-hmm. probably on our social medias. But it definitely looks like a good watch. So even if we're not 100% accurate of the synopsis, we are telling you mm-hmm. it looks like a good mm-hmm. watch based on the trailer we saw.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's something else you guys saw?
Windbreaker.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited for Windbreaker because it's like the delinquent animes are making a comeback.
Oh, yeah.
And ever since Tokyo Revengers, they're like, oh, people want delinquent animes again. All right, bet. Cool, we got y'all. And then they hit us with, what's that one I've been watching and I've been loving?
Bucciagiri.
Bucciagiri is another delinquent anime. Bucciagiri. I love Bucciagiri. It's so unserious. It's so funny. But the fight choreo scenes go crazy. And now they're coming back with Windbreaker, another delinquent story. And I'm here for it.
You know what's crazy? Did you ever watch that anime that I recommended to you?
No.
That was about a girl
that
went to an all-boys school.
I did watch the first episode.
And they were all delinquents?
Yeah, I watched the first episode.
Do you remember what it's called?
I don't. But it was a pink haired girl.
Yeah, she had pink hair and her friend had like orange hair,
it's green hair. It's always the pink haired girls.
And I think purple hair. Like they were the top fighters in the school and they were all delinquents. But she went to the school and what do you call it? She went to the school instead of her twin brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
And she was a better fighter than him, I bet.
I don't know if that was the case, but she ended up being the top. The top.
Yes, that one is definitely on my list. I also like the main character design with the half black, half silver hair.
And, yeah, no, that's hard.
And isn't his eyes two different colors, too? I want to say.
I think so.
I think his eyes are two different colors as well.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, I like the character design. At first, I thought it was like magic. Because he looks like a magical character design.
Mm.
Like, he looked like someone that's gonna, like, throw some mana out at you real quick or something.
Okay.
But instead, he's gonna throw these hands.
But I also like how they say he's not even fighting for a reason. He's just fighting because he just wants to be the strongest.
Yep, he has two. His one eye is, like, a grayish color. The other eye is, like, a gold color.
Okay. Yeah, he's literally just fighting.
He's just fighting just to be the strongest. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I hope that if they're doing these delinquent animes, they will animate Sunken Rock one day. It's like kind of a delinquent anime, but it's more so on the mafia thug side. But it's still pretty enjoyable.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
One day, maybe.
All right, what about you, Keisaki? You got something?
Oh, I just said Windbreakers.
Oh, yeah, you did. All right, so for me, I'm going to be honest. This thing looks kind of interesting to me. It's called Fable.
Fable is going to be good.
It looks very interesting.
It has basically the animation style of, what's that one anime?
Which one?
The one with the daughter.
Oh, Jesus, I can't remember.
The suspense one.
I cannot remember. It's the one where the father is fighting the gang. Because they killed,
he killed the boyfriend.
Because he killed the boyfriend.
Yeah, she
was oblivious the entire time. And then the wife was in it. I remember.
Let me tell you something. When it comes to a wife, that's what you want. She'll ride or die.
She was like, oh, you did it? Okay, how can I help you? Like, exactly. Instead of questioning or being scared.
Look that up. What's that anime?
I forgot what that was called.
Yeah, I can't remember what the name is. But the animation style of Fable looks very similar to that.
Yeah.
Oh.
But do you remember what Fable's about?
Fable is about apparently a really good hitman. If he's not a hitman, he's an assassin, But he's a really good one. And he's so good at his job that his boss literally said, you need to take a break and just live life like a normal human being. when you're that good of an assassin that someone tells you you need to take a break, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
So his boss sent him on orders that he's not allowed to take any contracts or kill any people for a year. And he's even assigned bodyguard or someone to oversee to make sure that he does not kill anyone or he's going to be in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be in a lot of trouble. But he has to struggle, which is crazy, to do everyday life without killing someone.
Because that's what he's so used to.
He's so used to killing
people.
It's
like Gabimaru. Like, he's so used to being a ninja, a killer in this, that, and the third. Like, that's all they know.
Yeah. But it looks interesting. I want to see how this assassin goes from taking a life without a second thought to just going grocery shopping and having a date. This man probably doesn't care about any of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm excited about Fable 2. I'm going to turn it over to more of the sweet cutesy side. So all of my girl love, you know, fans out there, we are getting a new girl love series. It is called Whisper Me a Love Song. Yes. I read the first volume of this manga and it's very cute. If you like Given, this is like the female version for Given, except with, instead of a band, they're singers, you know. So a high school student on her very first year, she falls in love with this girl that she meets at school who, you know, has a beautiful singing voice, and she expressed so much admiration for her, but their feelings were misconstrued as romantic. And over time, like, they're trying to feel each other out and see if one of them could grow to feel the same exact way and reciprocate those romantic feelings. Ooh. So I'm excited to see that one. It's been a long time since there's been a girl love anime, guys. Citrus was probably my favorite one.
Yeah.
I love me some Citrus, so I'm excited for this one. And then another one that's really cute, if you guys ever seen the movie 17 Again, the Tia and Tamara one, where like the grandparents turned 16 again.
Mm-hmm.
There's an actual anime coming out there that kind of is very similar to that. It's called Grandpa and Grandma Turn Young Again. Mm-hmm. And it's about an older elderly couple that are happily married and in love. They revert back to being super young.
Okay, so just to quickly go back, the anime that we were talking about earlier about the father that killed the boyfriend is called My Home Hero.
Oh,
great.
So Fable is the same as My Home Hero. That's what it kind of reminds me of.
Right.
I just want to put that out there. Just the animation.
Not the plot.
No, not the plot.
The plot was wild.
Did you know the Irregular Magical High School is getting a season 3? That's coming out this spring too?
No.
Yeah?
That's the one. I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah, but remember it came back for season 2.
Yeah, it came for season 2. I started watching it and then it got stupid.
Yeah, well. They seem to be pushing stupid things.
Don't do that. Huh? Season one was fire.
Yeah.
Season two was kind
of.
There's
been like a lot of the season two and season three sequels are like they're trash.
Well, I don't know if it's like really the story itself, or if it was just the way they pushed it, but it wasn't doing basically how the first season was going, and that's okay. But sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Now, me personally, that's my opinion. Now, other people might love it. I mean, clearly, people must love it. There's a season three coming out. So, you know.
I mean, I would say that, but then we also have, you know, Shield Hero.
I heard it got better after the turtle.
I don't care what you heard.
I don't care what you heard.
It's what I see.
The turtle dies.
Oh, that's so sad. All right, any other anime? Because I have a lot more, and y'all need to get to the good stuff.
All right, go ahead. You want to talk about it? Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'm just gonna name the rest of mine because I don't have a feel of. Okay, so there's this anime called Mysterious Disappearances. It's a comedy drama, supernatural, and I don't remember what it is, but it's on my list. Now we have Viral Hit. Now Viral Hit, it seems like it's gonna be one of those really unserious and entertaining ones. It's literally about a scrawny high school student who wants to become like a YouTube, which is the equivalent to YouTube channel star, and he decides that he's going to become YouTube famous by basically challenging bullies and fighters at his school, recording them and seeing if he can knock them out to see who will be the strongest and make money from it.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to see that.
And look, and the teaser trailer to it looks absolutely funny. I feel like it's gonna be a very funny watch, and I'm excited to have that on my list.
I think he learns how to fight.
Yeah, he does.
And then he challenges them.
Mm-hmm. Because he used to get beat up all the time. He was a bully and he was tired of it.
He also got tired of his friends getting beat up.
Exactly. Then we have an ecchi. Okay, now, I don't mind ecchis. I don't think there's anything wrong with them. So I feel like this is going to be one that I really want to watch because I like the way the animation looks. But it's called God's Game We Play. And it's basically about a battle of wits created by gods who grow bored and have too much free time. So the person who's received a rise, which is a special power, are known as apostles, and they are allowed to compete in something called Play of the Gods. And if they achieve 10 victories, they will be granted a wish. And I'm really excited about seeing how that's going to play out because it's also an ecchi.
This sounds like an interesting combination of things.
It is, right?
Gods.
A game.
They're bored.
It's ecchi.
This sounds wild.
I don't know what I'm going to see in this anime, but it's going to be some wild stuff. I already feel it.
I'm going to have to check out a trailer if they have one.
I think they might have one. I would definitely check it out. And then another one I think you also might like. It's called The New Gate.
The New Gate.
Yeah.
Okay, what's that one about?
So The New Gate is like an online game transported into a life or death struggle for its players. Thanks to the valiant efforts of a character named Shin, the most powerful of them all, and into the game and freedom for everyone seemed within reach. So it's like Sword Online. Like it's a game, turns deadly with one character that has to, you know, free everybody,
yeah.
Save everyone.
Hey, as long as the plot may be the same.
But if it's executed differently, it's good. It's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Another fantasy on our hands.
Oh, there's two more. There's two more fantasies that I'm definitely gonna be watching. Hey. Honorable mentions: Unnamed Memory, which is a fantasy romance, and then The Archdemon's Dilemma, but it's a long title, and then it's something about an elf and Mary or whatever. Sorry. Wish I can give you guys more than that. But that's all I got. That's all I got.
Kisaki, you got any more?
No.
You all good to go?
Mm-hmm. Are we listening?
Yeah,
we talked about all of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And yeah, those are all the animes that I will be. I don't know if I'm going to finish them all, but I'll watch minimum in an episode or three.
Minimum.
And then I'll tell you guys if I liked it or dropped it.
Okay. All right, what about the Duke of Death and his maid?
So that's on season three. So season three comes out this year, and I've heard so many things about this anime, but I've never given it a shot. I've never seen season one. I've never seen season two, but it has to be good enough because we're on season three.
I mean, that's
it has to be worth something, has to be right?
Something.
Okay. Konosuba is also on season three coming out this spring. But I started watching Konosuba season one, but dropped it. But it is very funny.
Yes, no, it's definitely funny.
It is very funny, but you have to like get the humor. If you don't get the humor, you're not gonna find it funny.
Right, right, right. No, it definitely has its moments because there's this one episode where it gets crazy.
Oh yeah, tell us about it.
I don't want to.
Why not?
It basically was about, so you know how the boy has the three girls mm-hmm. that fight with him. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, you know, he doesn't actually like them.
No, they're very strange.
They're very strange. They always get him into some shit.
One of them always blowing up shit.
They're always blowing up shit. Like he's sick of them. So he, you know, one thing that he always likes to do is to be around pretty women. So this one woman grabs him and holds him close. And like literally his face is like smothered in her breast.
Mm,
and he's loving it. But then she says, well, you know, you're getting me excited. And he's like, okay, I'm getting excited too. And then he's like, well, what's that I feel down there?
Oh, wait, sorry, I know what clip you're talking about. I know
you know exactly what I'm talking clip about.
You're talking about. Yes.
That was the craziest thing I'd seen. I was like,
but I
what?
Heard
what
the show wasn't good.
It's very interesting. Because
I heard the show was great. People like it.
It's very interesting. I will say the thing that got me intrigued was when I found out that his first ability was to steal things. And guess what he used to steal?
Panties.
That's what he liked to steal.
He's a pervert.
A major one.
He's tight.
He's
a pervert.
He's not even like a little pervert. He's a major pervert.
You like watching animes with pervert MCs?
Not particularly. But the fantasy part does get me.
All right. Well, there you have it.
There you have it.
All right, guys. I'm fresh out of anime to talk about. If we miss anything, please do not hesitate to let us know if we missed some anime that we need to add to our watch list because it is stacked already. I feel overwhelmed already talking about it. I doubt I'm even going to get to any and all of these anime. But yeah.
Yeah, I will try my best.
Girl, we know you ain't trying no best.
Keisaki will tell us how she thinks about these in
next, she'll tell you. Fall and winter, she'll let us know.
Yeah.
We're that's skipping unfair. Summer.
I caught up to all of winter's anime.
Because you had nowhere to go. It was hibernation season.
You had nowhere to go.
It was hibernation season.
The fact that you said it like that is hilarious.
What?
You had nowhere to go.
Nobody had anywhere to go. It's cold.
It was cold. It was cold.
It's freezing.
I think.
True. We all think.
That you ain't trying your best.
So I am proud of myself. I am here. I made it to spring on time. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make it through spring too.
We'll make it through spring too. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember that last. Remember the last.
Don't
2 weeks.
Bet on it.
The last 2 weeks, she's gonna be binging.
Maybe. We're gonna have to give her homework assignments.
Yeah, no, for
you
real.
If there's a show that you want me to like talk about, you're gonna have to tell me to actually watch it.
Well, you better grit your teeth because probably more than half of them are gonna be da 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 fantasy.
No.
Oh. Oh.
It's fantasy season.
I got fantasy. You. Demon Slayer.
Girl.
I got you. According
jobless,
to Crunchyroll.
Jobless.
According to Crunchyroll, Demon Slayer is the number one fantasy.
Crunchyroll can't. Never mind.
All right, y'all. Y'all got nothing
else? No, we're good. I'm done.
All right, what about you? Finito?
Finito.
Done. All right. Yeah, I'm good. So that is another episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it. If you got anything about spring anime that you're waiting for or anticipating, please let us know. Mm-hmm. And like Chibi said, if there's anything we missed, please do not hesitate to let us know.
And we're going to be doing a poll on this podcast episode for you guys to vote the top five arcs or movies of Harry Potter, because I need to know.
Oh my goodness. All right, we'll do that. We'll do
definitely
that.
So I'm going to put we're going to pick the top five.
Oh, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah, so we're going to do that offline. We're not going to do it on online, but we're going to pick, the three are going to pick their top five to include in the poll. And we want you guys to tell us which one is the number one of them.
Yeah, we'll put all the movies, but
well, you can't put all the movies because you're limited to a certain number of options you can put on the poll. But it'll be enough.
All right. Well, we can eliminate the first three.
And you guys can let us know what's the best one.
All right. All right.
All right, guys. Until next time.
Until next time.
Bye.
Deuces.